I say, you know, if you're getting, the difference is this, that small farmers refer, you know, just had certain things, and now I guess large farmers probably had more buildings or something that they referred to, but I think most of the small farmers, like my dad was, he had, we had a pen, hog pen, a chicken house, corn crib or crib or whatever, you had, and a stable, and you know, stuff like that. And if there were, you know, like I said, that simply because I guess we didn't, that's all we, what we had, a milk shed.
What was a milk shed?
Well, we milked a cow under, you know, we milked under some kind of shed. Didn't we,
Do you ever hear of a milk gap or cow pen?
A milk what?
Milk gap or cow pen?
Yeah, they have, cow pen.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Where was that?
Well, that was on a farm too. They had a cow pen where they put the cows up, you know, and say like maybe a cow would come in, you know, have a calf,
mm-hmm.
and you want to, you know, catch her up and put her up for maybe until you start milking her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we did, you know, we. Because, you know, say when she first had a calf, then we had to wait till we could milk her, till the milk was, you know, ready for mm-hmm. usage. And I think that's when they would put them in the cow pen, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But that's been some long time since I've been from the farm, so I'm just trying to, you know, really vaguely remember
uh-huh.
some of this stuff.
What about the upper part of the barn where you could store the hay? You call that the...
Wait, now, let me see what we call that. What we call that? Hayloft? I don't know what they call it. Hayloft, maybe.
What about, you know, when you cut the hay off, this may be before your time, but you cut the hay and you let it dry in the field and you rake it up?
Yeah.
Do you remember what they call the little piles they'd rake it up in? Before they'd haul it to the barn or anything?
Before they haul it to the barn, they had, I know we had haystacks and we had, we had haystacks, we had shocks.
Mm-hmm. What was the shock?
I think it's a place where we dried the hay or something out there.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember, you know, something about the hay shock or something they call it. But I knew they had a place they would let it dry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But on our farm we just really had haystacks, though.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you cut the hay off a piece of land and then enough grows back the same year so you can cut it again,
mm-hmm.
what do you call that?
I see. You cut the hay.
Yeah.
And then it grows back.
So you can cut it again. What do you call that when you cut it again?
When you cut it again. Oh my God, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. Because one thing about it, we didn't do very much of that,
mm-hmm.
you know, storing too much hay. Simply because we didn't have a whole lot of cows, you know what I'm talking about, and we didn't deal in a lot of hay. But I guess that's why I don't know as much about, you know, storing hay and stuff. Because we raised, potatoes, peanuts, watermelons, corn, cotton, mm-hmm. a small farm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we eventually slightly got away from that, you know, because Dad started public working. And then along with, he would carry